Coming up, a look at sports 1941. There were a lot of headlines, but first, a word from some of our underwriters.
Billy Brown, the smoothest, coolest guy in town. The chicks all seem to dig his jive.
Hey, tell us, Bill, how can we arrive?
It's easy, Jack. Any gal gets sent when you flash a smile by Pepsodent.
You'll wonder where the yellow went when you brush your teeth with Pepsodent.
And now we're going to hear about women in the news for today, 1941.
Women in the News, presented by the Knee-High Bottling Company, Harlingen, bottlers in the Valley of Royal Crown Cola.
There has to be a first time for everything. And Washington, our nation's capital, is claiming the first American baby born during a blackout. It happened at the doctor's hospital during an air raid rehearsal. All the lights in the building, including the delivery room, had been shut off. Carol Ann Heater, who was about to enter the world, hadn't been told about blackouts. Luckily, there were several flashlights around, and the tiny daughter of Mr. and Mrs. John Heater, he's a clerk in the War Department, was greeted with plenty of light. And that brings up some of the good that is coming out of our defense preparations. War or no war, we'll all know lots more about fire hazards, and we'll know our neighbors better, too. Take Mrs. DeWitt Peterkin, wife of the New York banker. Last year, she was just an average young wife keeping house for her husband. Today, she is a cog in the country's defense machine. She works all day and two nights a week as an air raid warden. Her husband drills in the Home Guard two nights a week, and fortunately, they are the same two nights that she is busy. Mrs. Peterkin is interesting because she is typical of thousands of women in our country today. Here are her air warden duties. You'll admit they're a far cry from matinee, shopping, and a gin rummy. In order to check every fire hydrant and gas main in her neighborhood, Mrs. Peterkin walks a beat 2 blocks wide and 10 blocks long twice a day. She had to learn the location of gas and water outlets, and she had to make the acquaintance of every resident, how many children they have, and where invalids live. These also are an air raid warden's business. To qualify for the job, Mrs. Peterkin went to school at the American Women's Voluntary Service for several weeks. Ask this energetic worker about her private life, and she says, "Private life? I don't know the meaning of the word. This is the moment for public service. Only by serving publicly will we ever again have private life as we have so happily known it." And now for the names of the ladies who will receive the 6 handy home cartons of Royal Crown Cola Free. Mrs. J. Beatty Smith, San Juan. Mrs. Jim Corey, Mission. Mrs. H. C. Settles, Mercedes. Mrs. Lee West, McAllen, Mrs. L. F. Milliken, Weslaco, and Mrs. Wade Davis, San Benito. Cards entitling you ladies to your free 6-bottle cartons of Royal Crown Cola will be mailed tonight. They're redeemable at your favorite grocery store or Royal Crown dealers.
That's all you need to know about women in the news right here on The Takeaway.
And remember, ladies, we'll give away 6 more handy home cartons of Royal Crown Cola. So listen for your name.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.